What does Thursday night look like in your Facebook feed? If you're friends with Dylan Hollingsworth, one post would set the flood of updates to a halt. A photo he just took of a fence outside Auschwitz.
I'm really happy to share it from social media because there's a huge amount of temporary posts about, hey, my phone broke, or hey, there's this new band, or oh, I'm mad at everyone.
Hollingsworth was setting the scene for a collection of stories told by Holocaust survivors about their lives. He's not Jewish. He financed this trip to Poland with money he makes taking photos for corporate clients by day. The portraits and audio he's producing from interviews with survivors aren't purposed for a gallery opening, a library, or a coffee table book. Hollingsworth is posting them on his Tumblr and on sites like Cowbird, an open source storytelling forum.
The people that I hope to reach, they don't watch hour and a half to 2 hour testimonies, videos, and oral histories, but they might watch one that's 5 minutes that has a theme that they can relate to.
Themes like romance. Hollingsworth met 92-year-old Erica Leon in Los Angeles. She described falling in love for the first time with Bob when the two were teenagers in Hungary. Bob's family fled to America. Erica barely avoided the death camps. In her family, only she and her mother survived. Erica and Bob lost touch. She married a Hungarian soldier. Decades later, after he died, Erica's friends met a man named Bob at a New Year's Eve party in L.A.
They had established that they were from roughly the same place in Hungary. And she said, "Do you remember a girl called Erica?" And Bob later said, at that point, it was like the sun came out from behind the clouds.
Hollingsworth shared an excerpt of his conversation with her.
"So I get a very beautiful poem from America, and the refrain was that, 'Come to me, come to me.'"
The poem said, "Come to me, come to me?"
"Yes, that was the refrain, yes."
Bob spent the rest of his years with Erica in L.A., but as Hollingsworth learned from the time he spent with survivors,
"We definitely can't say, okay, Holocaust survivors, they usually find some sort of meaning and purpose in their suffering. Some people, their faith and their views on humanity are shattered forever."
Belle Seals is 86 and lives in Dallas. Hollingsworth met her through a friend who works at a home healthcare agency. Seals has come to believe in God after surviving the Holocaust in Poland. But she kept telling Hollingsworth about a man who made her stop believing as a child in the death camps. He was a violent SS officer called Bottenschlagen who carried a stick and led the weakest prisoners away to their deaths.
"Have you or would you be willing to ever forgive Bottenschlagen?"
"No."
"No? You couldn't forgive
never.
Him?"
"No. Okay. Like I said, the ones that did the killing, never. I wouldn't kill the fish, but I could kill him. I still have some hate in me."
Hollingsworth was most affected by someone who could keep living with those ghosts. So he lets survivors' stories unfold in a loose, unedited way. He doesn't know what's next for the project.
"I want to be a good steward of these stories and show all of that and not just lean to one side just because that's what I want to hear."
Maybe those stories of survival that continue beyond the struggle are what we need to hear when we're online expecting much less. Lindsay Connect, KERA News.